Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue in our study of the future of Islam. Just let me remind you that Professor John Esposito is a gentleman who studied theology. He has his doctorate degree in theology. He was supposed to be a priest in the Catholic Church, but somehow there was a turning point in his life while he was studying for his doctorate degree, and there he discovered that he needed to study another religion, and he chose Islam. And from that day until today, he actually changed the direction of his life. Instead of serving the Catholic Church as a priest, he is now serving Islam as a Muslim imam. As you will hear him today, he will be mocking the Catholic Church. Today, you will figure out that Professor Esposito is not a true believer in Christ. Not because I am judgmental, but because from the fruit, we can judge the tree. Did you not harvest oranges out of apple trees or apples out of orange trees? So from what you're about to hear right now, you'll find out for yourself that he's not a sincere man when it comes to the Christian faith or Catholicism, because he is actually mocking both. So without further ado, here he is, Professor John Esposito, in his lecture, which he has given in the University of Kentucky a few years ago.
Now let me deal with media. Yeah, we're okay on time. What role does media play? I can move around, right? Okay, so a lot of times people don't want you to move around. I forgot. I always tell audiences this. When I finish, don't applaud right away. Stand up first. No. I wouldn't go say that. When I finish, I'm going to move quickly into the audience. Okay. I'm going to lay my hands on four people. They're the four people who, as I speak, I use eye contact, I believe are really listening. When I lay my hands on you, you will be cured of any disease you have. Now, you may think this is, no, wait. You may laugh and say, he laid his hands on me, he thought he cured me, I didn't have a disease. No, I know you may not. It's a chit. When you have a disease, visualize my face, you will be cured. When that happens, send me an email, because we have a great pope, and if I can get two miracles, I become a saint. Now,
when you do lectures, sometimes you lose your audience. You can watch their body language, where some of them start yawning and others start looking at their watch and they're getting sleepy. You have to make a comedy statement here or there, saying a joke, which it will be appropriate if it fit with the subject you're talking about, or just simply telling a story. This will bring back their attentions. But in this case here, Professor Esposito was first being funny about asking people to stand up before they clap their hands, which is okay. But then he moved to mocking Christianity concerning the subject of healing. I wonder if Professor Esposito had any clue what he was saying or what he was doing. Remember that his audience is mixed, some Christians, other non-believers, and Muslims. And many of the non-believers and the Muslims do not believe in the healing power of prayers. But he's not talking about healing power of prayers, but he's talking about he himself is the source of the healing for whatever sickness his audience would have. So he told his audience he will touch some of them and they will be healed. He said, maybe if you are not sick, you'll be healed later if you picture my face. And then he make fun of the Catholic Church by telling his audience that they have some great pope, and if he healed two people, then he will become a saint. I do not know if this is what the Catholic believe, but if it is, then it have nothing to do with Christianity. And with all respect to John Esposito, that Pope we have right now is one of the worst popes the Catholic Church ever had, especially when it comes to the subject of Islam. This is the Pope who believe that Muslims and Christians worship the same God. This is a Pope who believes that Muhammad is a prophet. This is a Pope who believes that it's okay for Muslims to stay Muslims, and when they die, they're going to make it to heaven. Somehow, that Pope, I believe, is a believer of Islam, not the real Islam, because if he believes in Islam, he must reject Catholicism and the Christian beliefs. But the whole thing is a mess. Can you imagine with me? Professor Esposito was supposed to be a priest, was supposed to be a leader in the Catholic Church, and now he's mocking Christianity and Catholicism. What is happening here? Is this a man who can really influence our future generations, the youth of this country? Is this a man where the Catholic Church can use to teach about Islam? Or is he used by the Muslims to brainwash the Catholic students and many of the American people to believe in Islam to be what it is not? And in the same time, we can have a good time laughing at Christianity and the Catholic beliefs. God help us. But he want to talk about the media. The role of the media in the future of Islam. So without further ado, once again, let's go back to Professor Esposito to learn about the role of the media.
Think about that. Let's talk about media. For most of us, we get our news from media. In the old days, it was print and TV. Now it's very much social media, but it's media. Okay. Here's a study done by a major group called Media, M-E-D-I-A, Tenor, T-E-N-O-R. You can look this right up, this outfit on the internet. They monitor mass media in Europe and the U.S. every day. All the stories, sort them out, you know, all the different topics for the stories, okay? In 2001, they looked at 975, they looked back at 2001 and at 2012. Okay, so they looked at 975,000 pieces of media, print media, 975,000. In 2001, in trying to understand when they covered the Muslim world, Muslims, Islam, terrorism, etc., 2% covered extremism, 0.1% mainstream Muslim world. So context for most Americans in 2001, if you had no background, is 0.1% of media is doing anything, and 2%, okay? 2012, the 2% jumps to 28% exponential growth, and mainstream media coverage is, anybody care to guess, 0.1%. Doesn't change at all. 975,000 pieces of media.
So in simple words, Professor Esposito is telling us about this media turner who monitor the media and what the media is covering throughout the years. He said they actually covered 975,000 pieces of media. Now, Professor Esposito is telling us about how that group, Media Tenor, looked at the media coverage concerning understanding Muslims, terrorism, etc. And he found out that in the year 2001, the media talked about extreme Muslims and terrorism, roughly around 2%, but the coverage for mainstream Muslims was 0.1%. The media tenor looked at the change coverage in 2012, and surprise, surprise, the covering for the extreme terrorism and Muslims moved from 2% to 28%. But the amount of covering concerning mainstream Muslims was still 0.1%. And Professor Esposito thought by doing that, the media crossed the line and they were not fair towards the mainstream Muslims. Well, there's so much trouble here that I don't think Professor Esposito will ever get it. What are mainstream Muslims? This is a question which I'm trying to teach every one of you so that we can save America and the Muslims themselves.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind. a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
First, let me put Islam aside. Let's talk about Christianity. What does mainstream Christian mean? Are mainstream Christians the one who drink alcohol? No. Are mainstream Christians the one who rob banks during the week? No. Are the mainstream Christians the one who commit murder and adultery and every other wicked evil act? No. Who are the mainstream Christians? Mainstream Christians are the believers in Jesus Christ, born-again Christians, those who live according to the teachings of the New Testament, and they do everything they can to be in tune with the Word of God. And even when they sin, because none of us is perfect, they confess their sin, they receive forgiveness of their sin, and they move on with their walk with Christ. These are mainstream Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, true Christian believers. Let's talk about mainstream Muslims. Who are the mainstream Muslims? Are they the ones who live according to the word of Allah and the teaching of Muhammad, or the ones who live in disobedience to the teaching of Islam? Of course, mainstream Muslims in the world are the ones who believe in the word of Allah and believe in the saying of Muhammad, those who are living in obedience to Islam, those who are look exactly as a copy of the noblest example which is given to him by Allah, Muhammad himself. So if you look like Jesus, you're a mainstream Christian. If you look like Muhammad, you're a mainstream Muslim. Did you get this point? I am glad you did. Now, when Jesus was on earth, how did he live? He was loving, peaceful, and forgiving. That is who Jesus is, and he ordered us as his followers to do the same, to be like him, to love who? Those who love us. No, he said, even sinners know how to do that. We must love our enemies so that we become like our Father who is in heaven, who treats all the people of the world the same. This is how we are known to be mainstream Christians. How about mainstream Muslims? Can I be a mainstream Muslim and live in the opposite teaching of what Muhammad and Allah want every Muslim to do? Of course not. So what is extremism? What is fundamentalism? What is radicalism? These are just words we twisted in the last few years to make them in a very negative tone. But in reality, there is nothing negative about being extreme or radical or fundamental, because if you live the teaching of Islam, you will become what we call a terrorist, because Allah ordered every Muslim believer to be a terrorist. Read the verses of Allah in the Quran. Quran 3:151, Quran 8:12, Quran 8:60, Quran 33:26-27, Quran 59:3-12. These are the words of Allah. Where in it we learn that Allah is a terrorist, his angels are terrorists, Muhammad is a terrorist, and every Muslim believer must be a terrorist. So mainstream Muslims are the extreme Muslims. They are the radical Muslims. They are the fundamental Muslims. They are the terrorists who are bringing chaos to the world. Was Muhammad a loving and a peaceful prophet? Absolutely not. He was a terrorist. He was a jihadi. He was extreme. He was fundamental. And he taught his followers to do the same. Just simply read the Quran so you know exactly what I'm talking about. Just simply read the teaching of Muhammad in the hadith and you know exactly what I'm talking about. But Professor Esposito is trying to tell us that the media is not treating the Muslim fairly because the percentage of the coverage concerning the extreme Muslims or the radical Muslims grew between 2001 to 2012 from 2% to 28%. But on the other hand, the percentage of the coverage concerning the mainstream Muslim is still the same, 0.1%. Now, is this a problem of the media, Professor Esposito? Or this is the reality of what the media ought to do? You see, before 2001, we never lost 3,000 Americans by the hand of 19 Muslim believers. But after 2001, the media start watching and looking for what else Muslims are doing around the world. And behold, what the Muslims are doing right now, it is the same what the Muslims have always done in the last 1,400 years. From the days of Muhammad until today, Muslims have never changed. What change is, now we have internet, cameras, and videos. Now the Muslims themselves are putting their own teachings and actions on the internet for the whole world to see it. That's why you see there are more coverage of what Muslims do than what we used to know. That's why the percentage of the coverage grew from 2% to 28%. But now let me ask you this question. Did the media cover Islam correctly? Did they tell the truth about Islam? And if you are upset, Professor Esposito, about the 2% move to 28%, let me tell you, that media you're talking about, including even what we consider in America, the conservative TV channel, Fox News, when it comes to Islam, they are garbage. If you listen, my dear friend, to one of my radio broadcasts, which is Listen 25 Minutes, you will learn more about Muslims and Islam than when you listen to Fox News for the last 20 years. Why? Because the media never told us anything about Allah. The media never told us anything about Muhammad. The media never quoted a verse. I'm not asking for a chapter from the Quran, but a verse from the Quran. When is the last time you heard in the media, Allah said in the Quran, and then you hear barbaric, savage teaching? Or Muhammad said in the hadith, and you hear the savage teaching of Muhammad? Not even once. So the media did the opposite of what they ought to do. If you want to talk about mainstream Islam, sir, that is when you start opening the pages of the Quran and quote for the American people. Allah said, and you open the pages of the hadith, the saying of Muhammad, and Muhammad said, and you open the history books of Islam. Here is what Muhammad did, and here what is his followers, the companions, the successors did, and here is what Muslims have done in the last 1400 years, and that is not something you will see on a TV or read in any article or newspapers. Why? Because the media is so ignorant of the real Islam, and the media is so cowardly to tell the West the truth about Islam, and the media is living simply by what we call political correctness. And when you have a media running with political correctness, you will never know the truth about mainstream Muslim or mainstream Islam. What do we know about Muhammad in the media in America? But a prophet from God. What do we teach our children in our public schools in America? But Muhammad is the final messenger of God. Have they ever told us the truth that Muhammad was a child molester, a sex offender, a prophet pretender, a womanizer, a pedophile, a thief, a thug, a terrorist? No, and you will never hear it. Trust me, you will never hear it outside of this radio broadcast. And I believe the liberals and the Muslims will have power someday that you will not even hear this broadcast again. Because they will. shut me down. And they will stop the truth about mainstream Islam to be told to the American people, because that's when Muslims will have the upper hand and they will control America like they already control Professor John Esposito. Islam is not a religion, Professor Esposito. Muslims do not worship our God. Allah is Satan, sir. Islam is a savage cult. And what you don't like about the terrorist and the extreme Muslim and the radical Muslim and the fundamental Muslim is nothing but the mainstream Islam, sir. Sadly, here you are, very educated man. And when it comes to the topic of Islam, you have no clue. And you have been bought by the millions of the dollars of the Saudi and others. Who knows who else pay you money to brainwash American people, making them believe that what is going on with the media is not fair, because they have not told the American people the truth about Islam. Because you want the American people to believe that Islam is a loving and a peaceful religion. And this is far, far away from the truth. These are just simply lies from the bottom of hell, which come out of your lips, sadly, to your audience and to the rest of the Americans. My friends, if we investigated Professor John Esposito and the great work he did for the Muslims and for Islam in the last 45 or 50 years, you will come to know that every wrong decision this great country has ever made concerning Muslims or Islam was because of people like Professor John Esposito. Add to that, as long as there are people like John Esposito who influence our leaders, for sure, the future of Islam in America will be great, and the America we love will be history. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.